If hydroxychloroquine is good enough for the American president, is it good enough for Australia's health workers? A drug trial dubbed COVID Shield is getting underway in Melbourne today to find out if the anti-malarial medication can in fact prevent the disease developing in those working on the front line. Samantha Donovan has the story.
Donald Trump has proudly announced he's taking hydroxychloroquine because he's heard it can stop the onset of coronavirus.
I happen to be taking it because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
Coincidentally, Melbourne's Walter and Eliza Hall Institute is starting a trial to find out if it can stop health workers getting the disease. Professor Mark Pellegrini.
So over the several month period that the trial will be running, we're looking to have 2,250 healthcare workers participate. Half of them would receive hydroxychloroquine and half of them would receive a placebo or a sugar tablet, so we can compare the incidence of COVID-19 between the two groups. So we think that the best promise for this drug is actually in prevention rather than treatment.
Many doctors in the US have expressed concern that the president is taking a drug which can have side effects, including heart problems. Mark Pellegrini says that's being taken into account in the Melbourne trial.
So everyone that wants to participate in the trial will be screened, will have an ECG to examine that they have a normal heart rhythm, and we're taking a full list of all other medications they might be taking that could interact with hydroxychloroquine.
Professor Pellegrini expects the trial will last between 6 and 8 months, and if hydroxychloroquine proves successful in preventing coronavirus, he thinks it could eventually be used in the wider community.
Could be used in household contacts of those that have COVID-19. For example, if someone in a household has got the disease, you might want to treat the other people who don't have the disease yet.
But Professor Pellegrini is warning the public not to follow President Trump's lead and start taking hydroxychloroquine to prevent themselves from getting the virus.
And we have to be very, very careful, particularly if we don't even know the drug works yet. We don't want to cause harm. We want to do good.
And while President Trump's spruiking of the drug has sparked concerns Americans won't be able to get it to treat conditions like lupus, Mark Pellegrini says the Melbourne hydroxychloroquine trial won't affect the supply of the drug in Australia.
Some months ago, the government made sure that this drug cannot be prescribed outside of a clinical trial for any individual other than those that need it for their rheumatic conditions.
Professor Pellegrini, are you expecting any interest from the White House?
No, I am not. But maybe they'll pay attention as the trial starts and continues. But I'm not expecting a call from President Trump.
That's Professor Mark Pellegrini from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Melbourne. Sam Donovan reporting there.